was fun. I was party fun fee.
It's time for Boxy's big night out. All night, she'll go from the club straight to the show. The biggest party of her life on the Gold Coast. It's Boxy's big night out.
Oh, so pumped for this. It's been 15 years since Fifi and Marty Sheargold worked together on a little radio show called The Shebang. This is the first time that you two have been back in the studio.
Marty Sheargold, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Fee.
Marty, now, I'll take the reins here, mate.
Okay.
Now, Boxy always says, she brings it up all the time, my time's with Marty, my time's with Jules, brings up all her old co-hosts.
Oh, okay.
I've never been out with Boxy. She doesn't drink anymore. She's had kids, shut up shop.
You're not missing anything, mate, I'm going to be honest.
We're not missing anything. Well, she tells us
how... A lot of crying.
Well, I don't even think she has ever drunk before. She always talks about her big nights and how crazy she was, and she was so fun.
And all the photos we saw from her Twitter feed 10 years ago, there's a lot of drinks, but I just realised none of you consuming those drinks.
You're not being drunk.
No. You've just stepped next to a waiter that's holding a bunch of
them. I tell you what, Fee is the worst drinker I've ever met in my life. Without doubt. Not even a two-pot screamer.
Oh, no.
Is there a less than a two-pot screamer? Well, there's obviously a one-pot screamer.
A pony.
We had a couple of experiences together, Fee and I. A couple we won't mention.
And a couple we should.
Like when we were doing a promotion for Cuervo Tequila in Brisbane, Byron Cook was there at the time. You might remember Byron. You knifed him to get this job, I believe.
Yeah. He's gone to a retirement home. He's old.
And Byron and I were there, and I said, "Where's Fife, Byron?" And then we looked over at the bar, and Fife was standing at the bar, pashing the bloke from Cuervo who'd set the whole night up.
I don't know how that happened.
I said, "I'm not."
Put the headphones on, Trixie, will you?
Should we? Should we go over there? Or is that something Fife wants? Obviously, consent is a serious issue.
Wow.
I wasn't sure exactly what was happening. Then later that night, my brother rings me at about 12 or 1 o'clock. We'd left. Byron and I had had enough of the Cuervo blokes because they were turds. And
if Boxy was all over them.
There were none of them left to kiss. There seemed no point hanging around. Gavin was engaged. And then my brother rings me at about 1 or 2 in the morning. I go, "What's up, bro?" He'd been at the function earlier that evening. He goes, "Mate, I've got Fifi Box in the car. Where should I drop her off?"
Oh, no.
I said, "Are you joking?"
She's not Roses. Just in the back.
She had less life than Roses when I got her in reception. I was like, "Well, what do I do now?" Took you up to your room, undressed you, if you remember it.
Fiona, lucky we're not sleeping. Lucky we're going all the way through.
That was one occasion.
Is your plan to go all the way through?
Six to six, 12 hours, Marty.
Remember, I just had a flashback. Remember Hamilton Island?
Fife got in trouble that trip because she was drunk and then went for a swim, and the woman from the hotel came down going, "Get out of the water, get out of the water. There's jelly box fishes in the water." Fife's like, "No, I'm fine.
I am a box."
She was fully dressed, mind you.
That's right.
Blind.
No wonder you don't drink.
No.
And then, Marty, I'll never forget, because we'd been working together, and all I'd heard about what a phenomenal stand-up Marty was.
Funny you should mention that, at the Athenaeum mid-June.
Yes.
Do yourself a favour.
Go and see Marty, because I still haven't, and I wanted to, and you did it was the cage on stage at the time.
That's right.
And you agreed, absolute one-off, to get up and do it.
Yeah, that's
things
right.
Things change. Things change.
Good people. Yeah, and Fife was going to come and watch the gig, and then one of the promotions ladies, whose name escapes
Lisa
me,
Davidson.
Lisa Davidson, comes up to me and goes, "There's a bit of an issue with Fife." I go, "What's that?" She goes, "I've just been holding her hair back in the disabled toilet.
Oh,
she's not going to make it to the gig." She didn't even make it to the start of the show. This wasn't midnight. This was like 6:30, 6:45.
She just finished dinner.
And they were holding her hair back in the disabled toilets. So I can't see how you're going to go from 6 till 6. I'm not going to lie.
Well, this is actually scaring me now. Like, I thought...
I've never been more excited.
But I reckon that we think we're taking feet to the Gold Coast.
You're not.
She's dragging us.
Yeah, this is going to end trouble. Up more sort of weekend of Burnies.
Yeah, weekend of Burnies. Now, Marty, all I get from this is you probably did party. You partied too hard.
Yeah,
you were a stayer.
Mm. Yes.
Now, from the lessons that Marty's just taught us, stay with you at all times, which
Absolutely.
Is easy.
Please do.
I can go all night. Yeah. That's fine.
You'll be fine.
And I think that's just about it.
Marty, thank you.
Absolute so pleasure. Nice. Have fun. When are you going to the Gold Coast?
A week and a half.
Do you want to come?
Still time to cancel.